One, they managed badly depositors' funds and gave out loans in a manner contrary to what obtains in normal banking system. Besides that, they were also accused of cooking books, that is, providing false information on their account records to the regulatory agencies. Then apart from that, they were also accused of giving loans to themselves without providing adequate security to guarantee these loans, contrary to the provisions of the Banking and Other Financial Institutions Act 2004.
Femi, for long, Nigeria has gotten the black eye for corruption. What message do you think the EFCC is sending under the leadership of Mrs. Waziri?
What we're trying to do, it's in line with the vision and the mission of the commission, the objective that is eradicating corruption, particularly economic and financial crimes from our body politic. And with this step in financial sector, the message, the signal would have gone round that people just have to do things according to laid down rules and regulations. But I think with this, a lot of people will have to sit up, because these people were the mighty people, the hitherto untouchable people in the society. But with the arrest and ongoing prosecution, I think the deterrence effect is there and is already being felt by the people.
The EFCC had said that it was going to enlist the support of the Interpol. Are there some people on the run, and have you been successful in getting Interpol to get involved?
At the start of the investigation, we couldn't get two of the former bank MDs to honor our invitation, and all efforts to locate them in their known addresses also proved abortive. At that point, the commission decided to declare them wanted. Basically, they are the former CEO of Oceanic Bank PLC, Mrs. Cecilia Ibru, and the former CEO of Intercontinental Bank PLC, Mr. Erastus Akingbola. Then, towards the end of last week, Mrs. Ibru surrendered herself to the commission, while Mr. Akingbola is still in hiding.
So what is next? When do these people appear in court again?
Before the court rose, they applied for their bill, and the judge deferred a ruling on that till Friday. Before then, he also ordered that they be remanded in prison custody, as well as the EFCC detention facility.